Cleveland's new dome is about 4,200 square meters. That's a little smaller than 10 NBA basketball courts. Dave Schneider, a geophysicist with the ABO, said that this is pretty standard activity for Cleveland.
This happens relatively routinely at Cleveland, and that we grow small little lava domes that kind of shape like a pancake in the summit crater. And those typically exist for weeks to months before they are blown up and we start the process all over again.
It's been about a decade by Schneider's estimate since Cleveland has exploded with a significant amount of lava. This pattern of building pressure and spewing small amounts of lava is one it goes through pretty frequently.
We grow somewhere between 1 to 2 to 3 domes per year, it seems. Sometimes there's more than less. This year in 2017, we've had at least 3 time periods of dome growth, the last of which was in August. And that one was destroyed by an explosion.
Even though Cleveland's explosions are frequent, its pattern doesn't give scientists much clue as to when this new dome will explode.
If it happened this afternoon, I wouldn't be surprised. If it happened months from now, I also wouldn't be surprised. It's at that sort of level of uncertainty.
The AVO can detect explosions with the limited monitoring equipment they have on the island. When Cleveland does explode, they work with the Federal Aviation Administration and National Weather Service to get word out about ash clouds and other potential aviation dangers. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.